Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Sheriff's deputies, along with members of the County Drug Task Force, served a search warrant at a residence of 30-year-old Ryan Floyd, Flint Rock Road in Garberville, yesterday morning. Floyd was a person of interest in the home burglary, a stolen vehicle incident, and a subsequent vehicle pursuit that we reported on last week. Authorities found and arrested Floyd and then searched the residence yesterday, turning up $12,000 in cash, suspected heroin and meth, as well as drug sales and drug use paraphernalia. Deputies also found more than 40 vehicles, including numerous all-terrain vehicles and at least one confirmed stolen. Deputies are still processing evidence. They also arrested 48-year-old Gregory Benson, who was booked on a firearm possession charge. At this point, there is one person of interest left on the case. It's 29-year-old Honey Marsh. Authorities are still looking for her. If you know her whereabouts, please contact the sheriff's office. In September of last year, Mendocino detectives issued an arrest warrant for 44-year-old Conrad Ayton after investigating incidents of alleged sexual assault on a child under the age of 14. The assault took place over several years, and once Ayton learned of the investigation, he fled California. In January, deputies in Clare County, Michigan, arrested Ayton after receiving information from Mendocino County. Ayton has now been extradited back to California, facing the charges of continuous sexual abuse of a child. His bail has been set high at $300,000. On Tuesday, sheriff's deputies and state park rangers conducted a probation search at a residence connected with 41-year-old wanted felon David Silva. The officers were there to arrest Silva on two warrants, but he was not at home. A search of his property turned up a sawed-off shotgun along with stolen items including chainsaws and vehicles. Moving on to Wednesday afternoon, deputies were back at the residence after Silva allegedly assaulted his 50-year-old female roommate, who told deputies she was awakened by Silva repeatedly punching her in the head. Silva managed to flee before deputies arrived. He is an adult Native American male, standing 6 feet, weighing 250 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. He is also heavily tattooed. Anyone with information about Silva is asked to contact the sheriff's office. We'll have more KINS news after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
It's already a strict state on gun control, but California lawmakers promise to pass even more restrictions. Here's reporter Dan Squire.
The democratically controlled state legislature has promised they would act on more gun and ammunition control measures. State Senate President Daryl Steinberg outlined the next moves. Steinberg and other lawmakers announced they will introduce bills that prohibit the sale of high-capacity magazines and rifles with detachable magazines and regulate the purchase of ammunition. Steinberg explained.
2,800 lives. 2,800 men, women, and children. Those were the lives lost in California in 2011. Death by murder, death by suicide, and by accidents, all involving guns.
The 10 measures would also require all firearms to be registered.
The gun industry, frankly, has a love-hate relationship with California. They hate our existing gun laws, which are already among the toughest in the country, but they love our marketplace. In 2011, there were some 600,000 legal gun sales in this state, and the industry is very adept at exploiting the fine print.
The bills also include measures to close loopholes to keep those prohibited from possession of firearms from obtaining them and require firearm owners to acquire a safety certificate.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.